What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The. Podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast, I'm Ted Smith, and this is another The Home episode, a very special The Home episode. Fellas, we've been doing these for a year now. Yeah.
Man.
All right.
That's honestly insane.
It's crazy. Up there in the left corner, goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
What's up, boys? I'm pumped to be back. I'm excited for this week's episode. Sorry to take 2 weeks off. Let's get it.
All right, back there getting the studio set up, making sure he's always got the record button on. Matt Holler, the producer of CTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. Good to see you. I'm also stoked to be back.
Yeah, when I was leaving work today, Mike Hawk was like, you realize it's been a year since you guys have been doing home episodes. I was like, no way. He was like, yeah, dude, it's been a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That honestly is insane. I mean, combined with the news you said today, you know, like, I mean, on the anniversary of a year, that's crazy.
Yep. Got my first Pfizer jab today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. By early May, I'll be all vaxxed up.
Have you seen that Vaccinated Attitude song? That Mark Ribley or whatever? It's so good.
Well, remember, me and Migs found that guy during quarantine.
Oh, you did? Dude, I love his Vaccinated song. It was so good.
It's like this last year we started listening to him. Somebody like sent me like a, right, because it was the Flamingo one where he got famous for it. And then he just kept pumping out hits after hit after hit.
Dude, he was making bangers.
And, I just know him as the rogue
guy. Just barely. Pretty much. Yeah, it sounds like you just barely missed getting the Johnson & Johnson, too.
I literally was supposed to have the Johnson & Johnson this morning. And then, like, before I left this morning, they were like, you're still scheduled, but now it's Pfizer.
Oh, wow. Like,
yeah, I was like, all right.
So which one is Bill Gates tracking you?
Jesus. Well, that's the crazy thing. Like, they shut down the one-hitter quitter, as I like to call it. And I was telling Cobb this, six people out of 6.5 million doses got it. It's such a low percentage. Like, my mom got it a month ago. She called me all freaking out. I was like, chill out. Like, the headlines look awful.
Yeah, it's like, mom, you got it a month ago. I'm pretty sure you're fine. I think that window is closed.
I will say it's a little odd. Like, you get the jab, right? Which is so much quicker and like easier than getting an actual test. But then there's like a little waiting area. It's like, just wait 15 minutes and make sure you don't like pass out or anything. I'm like, all right, cool. But it's like, I don't know. Felt like I was in detention. There's just like 15, 20 adults in this like caged in little fence, just like sitting there. I was like, all right, it's been 14 minutes. I think I'm going to make it.
Was there like a nervous energy in there, or were people pumped to get the vaccine?
So here was the only thing. There was two seats open, right? So I was going to walk to one of the seats, but then I realized like it was only like 2 feet away from the other person. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll sit out here like by the fence. But nobody wanted to sit by the fence because that's where the porta potty was. So you know me, I'm such a weirdo. Everybody's just on their phones, but this is like 10:15 in the morning. It's nice and sunny. So I just kind of scooted my chair closer to the porta potty and the sun. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here. I was like, I'm not going to look at my phone.
Dude, weirdly, I do stuff like that too. I feel like it's kind of like, it's partially, I think the overlap for you and I is like, obviously we're both kind of like anti-establishment and like doing what everyone else is doing. But then the other part is like, there is some mindfulness to it, you know, that you're just like, I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to feel the sun on my face and, you know, think my thoughts and not distract myself from my life. And I'm with you on that. I mean, I went on a little like, well, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. And it's the first day I've worn like shorts out all day. I was like, had the legs hanging out. I was like, just soak it in, ladies. Soak it in.
Vaccinated attitude, baby. It's gonna be a big summer, I feel like. I'm just, Ted, I'm gonna throw that out there. Like you had your I don't even know what that leg thing is called, like redone. You said you went and got some fresh shorts today. Like, oh, I think yeah. People are coming out of quarantine swinging. And this does not pertain to you in particular, but I think in general, the singles of the world are excited for this thing to be over.
Yeah, and the shorts are definitely a little shorter. I'm not sure it's a 7-inch inseam, but I am pumped. I was like, oh, man, let's get these calves and thighs back in action, boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shed some light on this party. I like that.
I've also
thought about, it's going to be a big summer.
Yeah, I don't have another leg surgery, but I'm like, maybe I'll shave my legs again. I feel like it really thinned out my calves.
It's a good move.
Dude, at this point, I think anything to just peacock and stand out is a good move heading into a summer like this. I mean, this is going to be one for the books. The number of babies born in February of next year is going to be, I mean, unorthodoxed. Tell me I'm wrong, dude. Somebody's getting pregnant this summer. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I can't. You're absolutely right. People are dying to go back out.
Whew.
I was going to say, so obviously, yeah, that is crazy. It's been 1 year. Because when this started, if you had told me we'd be doing this for a year, I'd have been like, you're crazy. Like, there's no way, right? Because we were talking flattening the curve then.
Yeah, you told me 2 or 3 weeks.
Able to handle it. Yeah, I remember the original 2-week lockdown or 10-day lockdown or whatever, 14-day lockdown. Like, I wouldn't have been able to handle it, being an extrovert and liking to go out. Like, thank God they did not tell us at that time it'd be a year.
Yeah, I know we've had this conversation, though. I still don't know what's better. The frustration of going back and forth from lockdown and not lockdown, or just telling people the truth. Like, hey, it's going to suck for 4 months. Like, for me, I think I'd rather just get the hammered truth. Just like, all right.
Well, the thing is, though, there was no truth. I mean, they didn't know, like, what the truth was at that point. I mean, even if they were like, oh, it's going to be 4 months, like, nobody had the foresight to be like, hey, it's going to be, you know, a year plus.
No. Not on the original one, but definitely like when we got like back into the fall and stuff. Cause remember we had to lock back down before Thanksgiving and everything, like that kind of stuff. I'd have been like, why do we keep saying 2 weeks? Let's just say what it is.
Well, dude, on that front, then if you want the truth, I'll give you the truth, Ted Smith.
What's the truth?
If you feel like you can handle the truth. The truth is that was not your last COVID vaccine. And it sounds like it's going to be a twice a year thing at the minimum. But I don't think they want to say that right now. Dude, yeah. I don't think they want to say that right now because then people won't go get their initial one. But they were saying that so far the efficacy has been, 4 or 5 months? I mean, if you do the math on 4 months, that's 3 times a year, right?
Oh.
So, you know.
Wow.
Sorry, boys. So Matt looks shattered right now. I don't know, man. I'm not a doctor or a scientist, no, so who knows? But
it's funny, man, because like I saw the headline and it was like, how long will your COVID vaccine last? And I was like, we still don't know. And that was like yesterday, but I didn't click on the headline. I was like, oh boy. And I just kind of took a breath and went on with my day. And now I guess I found out what that article probably said.
So, well, look, here's the bright side. The easy way to look at it is like, it's like a flu vaccine. You know, you get it once a year or whatever, maybe twice, you know, spring and fall. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I think the fireman was pretty impressed today. He was like, "Did you like, you all right with needles?" Like, yep. What about vaccines? I was like, I got my flu vaccine and my tetanus shot like in January. He was like, all right, good. Boop. And then you're like this too. He's like, there's no blood. Like, do you need a Band-Aid? And I kind of look up at the other firefighter and she's like, I mean, they're free. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Make it official. Put the Band-Aid on there.
Get it on there. Right. Trying to send them. It's about sending a message.
Right.
It's about sending a message.
I need people to know what I did this morning.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's not about the money. It's about sending a message.
It is. All right. So, what was I going to say? So we haven't talked, right? Because I was off and then we missed a week since Easter. Did you guys have some ham? Did you enjoy the Easter holiday?
Go ahead, Matt.
Man, I was trying to think. No, I didn't. Easter was non-eventful. I know that much. I don't remember what I ate. I don't remember anything spectacular happening.
Come on, Matt, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, it's the resurrection of Jordan Spieth. He won for the first time in like 3.5 years. It was a whole thing. I was stoked.
There we go.
That's right.
Ted, as far as Easter, obviously, you know, no, I live in a tiny apartment with my girlfriend. But what I will say, an annual tradition that I did participate in this year, I don't want to say their last name. My girlfriend's family has a pool for their family for the NCAA tournament. And I have not watched a college basketball game in at least 5 years. There was 14 people in this tournament. Your boy got second by 10 points away from winning the whole thing. So that's how I spend my Easters, watching, trying to, you know, see what points I could get. How was your Easter?
About the same. I will say that Saturday night, the Final Four was great. And then
we had them all.
I got together with a couple friends of ours that have a outdoor space, and we sous vide a couple giant like ribeyes. Wow. I never had steak done that way. It was, man, delicious.
Nice. Dude, isn't that so cool too?
Yeah, it's super awesome. And then I was back here on Easter Sunday, so I got a Hawaiian pizza that had ham on it. So I was like, that's kind of like the holiday.
Well, yeah, dude, those sous vide things. So you basically kind of like boil the steak, right? And then did your guy torch it when he brought it out or throw on the grill or what?
Yeah, like a cast iron skillet. So we cooked them in the sous vide for like 2 hours, right? And you're right, it basically like cooks them, but then you still want to sear them. But I mean, they came out so tender. I mean, it blew me. And I knew people talking about this machine for a while, but to actually like have the steak, I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember weirdly you were telling me about, actually, I guess I don't want to say the steakhouse, but that they were that they do that at like really high end steakhouses. And that's how I first learned about it, was you talking about it.
Well, my buddy, Ben, his father-in-law, he had one that, like 2 or 3 years ago, and I had never even heard of a sous vide. And I remember we went over to his house and like that looks weird or whatever. And then he cooked this chicken that was just the most tender, moist chicken I'd ever had on a grill in my life. But I mean, you can do fish, steaks, chicken, whatever. I'm not selling these. I'm just telling people.
Ted, dude, there's a second life for you as a TV pitch man, but it's got to be a product that cooks something like the daytime rotisserie grill.
I was going to say, Matt,
you probably have to put on about 100 pounds. 50.
Matt, is there not a sous vide at your house?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I don't know that I've ever had a steak like it. I know. We've talked about it. I want to say it's like you use it for other stuff besides steak, right?
I mean, like, are you talking about like veggies or other meats?
Yeah, both.
I don't know.
Meats, as far as I know, I don't know about veggies.
Okay. Yeah, I've only heard people talk about doing meat on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure, there's a way to do it, but
sure, we'll get an email now. So glad I opened my mouth.
I was about to say, this is like when we were talking about pressure cookers or like deviling eggs or whatever, and people were just like,
give it 1 week, boys.
How are you guys?
I'm
alive?
Not 100% certain.
We were talking about poaching eggs.
That's right.
That's right. These are probably just painful for Michelle to listen to at this point.
But I also
damn it, Ted.
Just knowing Matt's dad, I'm like, I can't believe he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
The guy who's got it all.
It's good to know. I mean, he has birthdays too.
That's awesome.
That would be a baller move, Matt.
All right. So the weather is broken up here. It's pretty nice. Don't worry. Or I should say, as I say that, it's going to be a super nice weekend, like in the 70s. But nice. It's still Seattle in the Northwest, so there'll still be chilly days ahead of us. But yeah. I wanted to ask you guys, like, what's something that, like, you used to do when you were a kid in the summer or whatever? Like, I went out and bought shorts, and then I'm on it for this weekend. I'll tell you what I'm doing afterwards. But is there anything that, like, as a kid you guys remember doing that reminds you of, like, spring or summer specifically?
Yes. You know those, like, all right, my family didn't have a lot of money growing up. Those, like, popsicles that are two popsicles in one that you break up.
Oh yeah.
We would get like a giant bag of those, toss it in the freezer. And then like usually the first one of those, I was like, all right, it's summer now. Like it's on.
Well, let me tell you what I'm doing. I am now the proud owner of a freshwater fishing license. Hitting the lake on Saturday, boys.
Wow.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh yeah.
I'm what?
Back in action.
A freshwater fishing license.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, where are you going fishing? This sounds awesome.
Going with cousin Sean over to some lake in Burien.
Oh, like Bitter Lake? Or no, Oberion? Yeah, okay. Dude, cool. Is he a big fishing guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fisherman?
Like, remember, when we saw Matt this summer, he had all his gear with him. But
yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, Saturday's going to be so nice. I was like, screw it. I'll just buy a fishing license. You got the poles. Like, let's go sit outside and have a couple cold ones. And, let's go hunting for bass.
Yeah.
Dude, it sounds like you guys are going bait fishing, which is my kind of fishing. Just throw it out there and relax.
Okay. So that's the thing. That's his kind of fishing. I like bass fishing, like working a little rattle trap or something, you know, kind of the constant motion. But
what's a rattle trap?
You know what a rattle trap is? Matt?
No.
Dude, no. The only my entire fishing experience is limited to going to Cottage Lake with my other high school friend and just throwing lines out there and sitting drinking beers. That's everything I know about fishing right there.
Okay. So that's probably what we'll end up doing. But like when I was a kid, me and my cousin, this sounds so ghetto, but when they built the metro into our area, they built a lake as well because Maryland doesn't have any natural lakes. Lake Artemisia. So me and my cousin, for whatever reason,
wow, sounds beautiful.
Oh yeah, right next to the metro. But we just got weirdly obsessed with fishing. So if you're fishing for bass, it's like a little plastic fish, and usually has a hook on the front and a hook on the end, and then there's like a couple little weights in there or whatever, so it rattles. Mm-hmm. So when you're reeling it through the water, it kind of like rattles and makes a little thing like that. And that's how you get like a bass to attack it.
That makes sense to me since bass eat other fish. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Whereas if you're going for like small little ones, like perch or whatever, like that's where you're just kind of sitting there throwing the bobber, throwing some power bait.
Power bait, dude. That's wow. That actually is a throwback. Like that neon power bait. That's a great branding name. Like you want regular bait after hearing about power bait? Like, no, get the power bait, bro. Like no one's buying regular bait after that. They changed the game. It's like NO Explode, you know?
Well, that's the other thing. I've been talking about fishing, and I bought that license. And then Instagram, within like a day, it's like, have you tried these lures? Damn it, they're good. That's like after I saw Matt a couple weeks ago, all I was getting was golf ads. Like, you need new golf shoes. You need this. And it's like, hey, easy now. Easy.
Dude, that's the last like
is that, did you guys talk about golf? Or is that from having your guys' phones close to each other? That's insane.
Oh, we were talking about golf a lot. We were playing golf. We were in the simulator. You know, I don't know what Ted texted his brother, you know, or if he texted anyone else. I'm going golfing at Matt's. Who knows where they picked it up, Cobb?
Wow.
It could have been anywhere. But seriously, I mean, you could, nobody else can, but you guys can see it in my face. Like, I'm excited to go fishing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it's me.
Dude, so I'm excited. Okay.
I've done a little shit talking, so now I got to back it up and actually catch some fish.
Dude, I was just gonna say I'm excited that everyone listening to this is about to get ads for power bait, power bait, power bait, power bait, power bait. Right. Hey, so Ted, you were talking up your game already to Sean?
Oh yeah, man. I was like, man, I used to grow up doing this. Like I'm already cracking jokes on like other people. Like, he couldn't catch a fish, huh? Must suck not being a man.
Dude, you know what's funny too is like the older we get, like I always think of like being young. I'm like, oh yeah, that was like 5 years ago. I'm like, wow, that was like almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like I'm trying to think like this summer at Matt's house, when I threw a line in the water, that was probably the first time I'd been fishing in a lake in, I don't know, 15, 16 years, maybe longer.
Yeah, exactly. Like those years start to add up. Or as Smash Mouth says, the years start coming and they don't stop coming.
Yeah. Like I've done a little saltwater fishing in the Sound for salmon, but that's a different license. I'm just licensed for these lakes, boys.
Ted, I don't know how it happens, but I feel like later in life, we got to get the three of us on like a deep water, like sport fishing down in like Florida or something. That'd be cool. I don't know if you guys have any interest in that. I think that'd be cool as hell.
Yep.
You know what the white marlin capital of the world is?
I don't even know what a white marlin is, bro.
The massive sailfish, like the big fin on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Like the ones that people mount above their fireplace. Yeah.
I'm right. Ocean City, Maryland.
Woo! Dude, let's go. I'm about that action, boss. I picture myself now just like crunching a crab on the back of a yacht, just pulling these things in.
That's good. Oh man. All right. What else did I want to talk about? Oh yeah. Just remind people, be nice to each other. It has been a long, long year. Be nice to each other. All right. Just going to leave it at that. And we're going to take a quick break. All right. Welcome back. Hopefully in that break, you were nice to somebody. All right, Cobb, is it time to read some emails?
Found this in my drafts. I guess I didn't hit send. Probably written 8 months ago, but still rings true. Thanks. Hey, fellas, it's been way too long. I was an enthusiastic listener a couple years back, really enjoying your content, views on life, and humor. For no particular reason, I haven't been listening much to any podcasts, including the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
I guess sometimes life can get a hold of you and one can find themselves turning the steering wheel left and right with no true destination in sight. The past 6 months have been a journey for sure. My mom passed away in January. I was already struggling to deal with my own demons, and now a pandemic has made everything not normal. Confused, lost, not sure of anything. Pulled up the podcast tonight, a sigh of relief. Familiar voices, laughter, thoughts made things feel slightly normal again. Soothed my soul. As far as the last couple Cobb topics, going back to my skateboarding days, if you don't fall, you're not trying hard enough. That was always and still is my motto. To land a trick, you have to commit. Just know that you're not going to land every trick every time. And my 2020 highlight, reconnecting with the podcast. So thanks. Thank you guys for being you and doing what you do. LARP on. Mike from LAC.
Wow.
Well, Mike, I hope you're doing a little bit better. That's tough. Losing a parent always is, and then a pandemic. I'm like, ooh, but glad we could help.
Yeah. That was powerful.
Yeah, man. Plus, you know, I know we say it all the time, but that makes us feel good too. Cause you know, a lot of times it's just kind of us, you know, BSing, hanging out, doing a podcast. It's like, oh man, that's very nice to hear. And I'm glad we could help.
Yeah.
Just pissing in the wind, boys. No, it is cool though, man. Dude, podcasts, I don't know about you guys. I listen to a couple podcasts and it's like, if I'm, especially if I'm doing manual labor or something, and it's weird, your brain like disconnects and you just feel like you're in the room hanging out with the people talking with them. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure. Plus, I mean, at a year, since the Migs cast has been down, like we are the longest running podcast.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Dude, I don't know why. Maybe it's just I'm like really competitive, but stuff like that pumps me up for real. Like I'll be thinking about that as I fall asleep. I'm like, Matt, you're gonna have to believe me. Like, here we go, boys. Fucking longest running podcast. Sorry. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
I think the best quote from Office Space is hands down Lawrence, the neighbor yelling through the wall, "Hey, Peter, man, the breast exam's on channel 42. And his response of, "Lawrence, if you want to talk, just come over." Once again, LARP on, my friends. Back to basics.
That's awesome.
To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the all land. The land.
I figure at Ted's answers for the movie quotes, the first one about leaving guns and taking cannolis from The Godfather, and the second one about bubbles was back to school. Here are my two entries. Chicken isn't vegan. It's from Scott Pilgrim versus the World. If you can find that scene on YouTube, it's pretty funny. Yeah, that's a good movie in general, Stevie. And over the line. Over the line. This is not Vietnam. There are rules. And that's from the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, Big Lebowski.
Thanks, Stevie, the Packers fan. Dude, I forgot. We've thrown out a lot of Cobb topics. We got a bunch of different looks coming in here. So we got the Cobb topic, celebrity in the wild. Howdy, fellas. I hope you all had a good podcast week off and a great Easter holiday. My celebrity encounter was back in the fall of 1987. I was a manager in training at Skipper's Seafood and Chowder in Kirkland when Steve Largent walks in on a Friday night three of his kids. While most people were very surprised to see him, all the guests respected his privacy, didn't interrupt his time with his kids, other than the occasional "go Seahawks" or "good luck this weekend." I swung by his table to do pre-bus some of the trash and empty baskets and asked how his meal was. He was very nice and a bit talkative, so I could not resist to ask him about the big news in the NFL that year, which was a pending strike. He told me that he would support his teammates' wishes and then said, and this is the cool part, "If given the opportunity to come back early, I would." I told my brother about meeting Largent and his comment about coming back early. My brother, being a very knowledgeable sports fan and 4 years older than me, thought that would never happen. The NFL goes on strike the following week, and a week later had replacement players playing. If I remember correctly, the strike lasted 5 weeks, and in the fourth week, Steve Largent and Jeff Kemp crossed the lines and played. They made the replacements look like the non-pros that they were. Nothing against the replacement players. They just weren't at the level of real NFL pros. Have a great weekend, fellas. Stan, the old guy stuck in Minneapolis.
But yeah, they were scabs.
Man, it's such a fine line at that level.
I mean, I remember being a kid, and that was like a cool opportunity to go meet some of the Washington football team members because they were walking the picket lines.
That is pretty cool that they were like physically out there walking it, you know?
Yeah, man, they went on strike for real.
Yeah, we got all the news this week with the Amazon strike too. Ted, I always forget that you're a big union guy.
Yeah. How?
How do I forget?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't come up in conversation that much. Okay. Enigma of feminine beauty. Gentlemen, Last cast, you discussed the difference between masculine and feminine beauty and wondered why the female form tends to be viewed as much more universally beautiful than the male form. It's a sage observation and one for which I hypothesized an explanation years ago, the cars and tractors theory. Cars and tractors are both essentially the same thing, a wheeled vehicle, but have very different sets of people who find them beautiful. Even people who don't really care about cars can look at a Ferrari 458 and appreciate its beauty. But one has to have a very specific interest in tractors to look at a John Deere and think, I want some of that. Women are cars, men are tractors. That's the answer to your question. As always, LARP on and C-Town, what? Carson the lawyer. P.S. I would 100% buy a vacation package from Brochure Tours. Want a dope vaccination? Check out the brochure. P.P.S. If you want to shoot some guns, hit me up next time you're in Palm Springs. I live out here and have just enough for everyone to shoot without waiting turns.
Wow.
I like the tractor and car theory. That's pretty solid. Like, I have a special spot in my heart for a riding lawnmower, but I also like my first real job was being a landscaper. So I'm just like, ooh, what do you got there? 42-inch deck? 48? Nice, good-looking one.
Yeah. Ted, dude, your ability to relate to the everyman never ceases to amaze me. As far as shooting guns, Carson, I will totally randomly hit you up in Palm Springs. That sounds fun as hell.
Text me his email address. I'm going down there next month. That would be okay, awesome.
Remind me when we hop off.
I'll try. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Good evening, gents. I was listening to episode 42 of The Home Podcast. Oh my God. Have we done 42 of these?
This is 43. Boys.
Jesus. I don't know why that made it sink in, even though Ted said it earlier.
We took 9 weeks off.
I was listening to episode. Listening to episode 42 of The Home Podcast, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
The three of you mentioned dreams after quitting weed. I've never smoked, but I've regularly been eating edibles for about 5 months. I have pretty wild dreams if I go to bed high. Are you telling me that they'll be worse when I stop? Regards, Dustin in Conway, formerly Dustin from Lake Goodwin.
I mean, I always still had dreams when I'm smoking, but I've noticed if you don't smoke weed, like your dreams seem even more vivid.
I would say if you think about a Venn diagram, there's a very small overlap of things that we actually are experts on. And I would say the difference between edibles and smoking weed and how those affect your dreams might fall into that category. I feel like for me, it's usually smoking that I lose my dreams, and it's regular use. I think that's key. And then when you stop, I would say about day 9 or so, you start getting some really vivid dreams. As far as only edibles, I feel like I still have dreams, but not as often. Matt?
Yeah, I don't know enough about the edibles only game. I feel like most of that crowd's, you know, people that are like doing like 10 milligrams and stuff and like feeling it. You know, to me, edibles is always like a higher dosage, and I'd like to really feel it. So they're not like a regular thing. And I am at a point in my marijuana journey where I don't remember my dreams most of the time. Some people blame that on weed. And when I stop smoking weed, then I start remembering some of the dreams, and yeah, they're completely insane. But yeah, usually like I always felt like if you smoke weed for long enough, you just stop remembering your dreams, and then they come back when you stop smoking weed. And I don't know if they're wilder or if we just are so, you know, we don't have any conditioning for dreams because we've just been smoking weed all the time, all day instead.
Yeah.
So you might be at a different point.
You guys want another one or want to wrap her up?
You know what? Screw it. Do one more. We took 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Albino Matt here. Last cast, Cobb asked you guys to say an obscure line from a movie and then see if someone could guess it. At the end, Cobb said, Bolivians. It's Back to the Future. I always thought that was a goofy ass line too. Nice, dude. My obscure line is, Ma, the meatloaf.
Hang on.
Do you guys have any guesses?
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers.
It's from Wedding Crashers when they go to meet Will Ferrell's character who lives with his mom. On a completely off-topic matter, have you guys looked into the science behind the COVID vaccine? It's honestly super interesting. It was like 50 years in the making and is a scientific breakthrough on par with going to the moon. They've never even had to have access to the actual virus. They literally just had to go online and download the genome sequence of COVID, which was published online within like 3 weeks of it hitting the US. And the best part, they can basically keep using the COVID vaccine as a template for any new viruses that might arise. Just sequence the genome, download it, and patch accordingly. Most of the waiting was them doing trials. And we had a president that told people to drink bleach. Oh, and having a president that told people to drink bleach didn't help. Cheers to phase three. And let's hope that we can have some type of get together this summer. LARP on, albino Matt.
All right. I like it. Let's take another break here and then we'll come back with what's Mattin' and the Cobb topic and we'll wrap this bitch up.
That's
a
insane.
Full work week of talking. That's crazy, boys.
All right, Matt, you ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's check in. Let's check in with what's Mattin'.
Hey, what's good?
What's Mattin'?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Mattin'. Hey,
what's good? What's Mattin'?
Whoa. Check out what's Mattin'.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattin'?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Mattin'.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattin'?
Whoa. Check out with what's Mattin'.
All right. I'm gonna leave that thing Cobb said in there when I edit this later. So, yeah, man, it's been a cool 2 weeks. I would say, Easter. Yeah. Like I said, was non-eventful. Oh my God. I haven't talked to you guys since I got my new driver.
No.
Have I?
What do we got?
Man, okay, so this is a fun thing. I was researching this year's new Mizuno model, and then Google showed me last year's Mizuno model on sale for like $130 for the head. Now, these are like $400 clubs, brand new. And then, so this was a great deal, but it didn't have the shaft, so I got an aftermarket shaft, which those can be very expensive, but they have good deals on them on eBay. So I got one of those for a crazy deal, and I got the like heavy extra stiff shaft that is for aggressive swings. I'll have you know.
How would you categorize my swing? Regular, aggressive.
Yeah, I thought yours is very smooth.
All right.
Man, yeah, and very, very smooth. And I try and replicate that with other clubs in the bag, but with driver, it's like, hell yeah, I'm going for the fences. So, yeah, that was a fun project getting that, you know, pieced together Frankenstein style for way under retail value. And then, you know, probably out of a solid 40 yards to my drives, you know, give or take. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. So
nice.
That was, yeah, it's been a while. Wow. So that was a big, big thing in my life, as you could probably guess, because of how much I love golf. Also, if anyone doesn't know about golf, a driver is a golf club. Thrown that in at the beginning, I suppose. Jesus. It was one thing to like blow by the Jordan Spieth reference earlier, but this is just a lot of driver talk. So yeah, golf's going good. Still drumming. My drumming's coming along real good. That's a ton of fun. That's like, yeah, I mean, those two things that have just like been things that have kept me sane through quarantine. You know, we're talking about a year and the vaccine's rolling out and stuff. It's like, I'm still in this bitch, man. Like, I'm trying to hit the ball far and straight and keep consistent time, like keep it simple these days. So Yeah, man. It was good. Yesterday, I got out to a park out in the city. A couple of my clients are like couples that have toddlers that are, I think they're just over two. So I got to hang out with them for the first time since the pandemic. And dude, playgrounds these days are out of control. Like, have either of you been to Yesler Terrace Park recently in Seattle?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Big fan of the project.
Okay. You see that playground?
No.
Okay. That playground's insane. And, you know, this little two-year-old is like climbing up to the very top of it as me, not her. This isn't my kid, you know, and she's fearless. She's got it. And I'm just like trying to keep up with her in any way with her dad. And it was just like so intense, but they got some crazy playgrounds these days. It was a ton of fun to get after it, you know, and keep up with a two-year-old. Like, she just had a lot of energy, and I think her parents really liked that I tired her out for an hour. But
yeah, I'm more of a bubble guy.
Bubbles.
Yeah, I take the morning shift. Somebody needs to entertain the toddlers. Like, give me some bubbles. I'll go outside. I'll get this done.
Take a recliner.
Right, that's a big one. You got to pop them. That's the other thing I learned. There's a constant war going on between toddlers and bubbles. They can't let them survive. Pop, pop, pop.
Got to pop them all.
I'm telling you, man, it's wild.
Dude, that's such a smarter, more chill approach than the one that I took.
Well, I'm sure if there was a park, they probably would have been more interested in the park than the bubbles. But, you know, yeah. I could blow a big one. Not going to lie.
Yeah. No, I was... Nice, dude.
Ted, I bet that's not the first time you've said that.
All right. As soon as that came out of my mouth, I was like, yeah.
Dude, if you're going to throw slow balls down the middle, somebody's got to swing. I'm sorry.
Just lobbing them up there.
Yeah.
That was, so Yesler Terrace Park is dope. Two-year-olds are crazy trying to keep up. I was like, I train them and I'm like, you got to keep up with your kids. Like, we got to get you fit. There's no ifs, ands. We got to keep up with them. But I never actually knew what that entails. I just know it's a good motivator for new parents and that it is a very demanding, active thing to keep up with a toddler. But, like, to go actually do it, it's like, damn, I'm glad you guys have a good trainer.
It got real.
So yeah, great to be back though. Awesome, awesome 2 weeks off and stoked to see you boys.
Yeah, man. By the way, Matt is wearing a Trap Golf shirt. I did not realize that Roger Steele was so yoked.
Roger Steele on Instagram. I think there's an underscore between Roger and Steele, but he's super jacked. Yeah, so is Rory McIlroy. Both those dudes, you watch their Instagram stories. Like, I know I joke about these guys, like, oh yeah, and it's true. I do love golf. I love black culture. It's awesome that there's this cross section of those things. But like, Rory and Roger are hitting the gym all the time on their stories. And I'm like, damn, dude, like, this fires me up more than all my trainer friends on Instagram. Cause it's like, these guys are doing other stuff besides just being meatheads. They're like, also, I put together an amazing rap album all about golf, and I'm putting up 215 for reps. Like, deal with it.
Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, Matt, what do you think? It's about that time. Should we check in?
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. There's a trend right now on YouTube where YouTubers are just handing people big piles of cash for various reasons. And then obviously on the other hand, we've got the government handing out big piles of cash. You know, there are actually some reasons. So my thinking was this. I wanted to get people's juice flowing. Let's say that this podcast had a big windfall of cash to hand out. Maybe some of our shares have been peaking during Corona. I don't really want to say. I don't want to spook the public markets. But if you're given $20,000 worth of cash right now, what are you doing with it? for people listening at home, if you're giving 20K cash right now, tell us what you're doing with it. Email, literally the word email at the2espodcast.com. 20K cash. Talk like, to me, boys.
You're talking about 20K to spend, not like, oh, I'm going to put it in savings.
Right. Bro, if you say put it in savings, I'm closing the Zoom and this is our last podcast. Come on, man.
What about a smart, you doing? Intelligent investment?
Cash.
Like a The Podcast NFT or something.
Now, you're going to have to bleed me, but the fuck out of here with a positive investment, man. 20K cash. Talk to your boy.
I mean, first question that comes to mind, like, are the strip clubs in Portland open?
They're open. We're back.
Man, I think I would spend 15K on parties and strippers for a year.
That's the answer I'm looking for.
And then I would take five and do the YouTube thing and just bless somebody. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just something simple. Like, somebody's just like, I see them out in the wild on normal life. Like, they help an old lady with their grocery bags. Like, that was very kind of you. Five G's.
You've been blessed.
Yeah, right?
Dude, I mean, I like that.
I would love to tip, like, a waiter or waitress as well. That's, like, I can figure out how ways to blow money stupidly. But, man, I'm trying to think who gets the random five G's.
Mm-hmm. Dude, is it the stripper with the child at home? You know, I don't know.
I'm just here to support.
I'm just kidding, Ted. You can't spend it all in one place. You've paid your debt to society. What about you, Matt?
$20,000. Man, I was just looking at some like trailers and campers the other day, and just to just like go drive around the country sounds real nice. And it's, you know, it's more expensive than it sounds. I feel like 20 grand's, and I still feel like I might need to go like try and double it at a roulette table right off the bat to really make a full cross country road trip happen. I don't know if 20K would cover it. Like with the campers that I was looking at of like, yeah, get an RV and like go celebrate having an RV with a bitch and trip. Right. And then keep the RV. But like, and I know RVs get expensive, but you know, I feel like 20 grand isn't going to get it done. 40 would. And I don't know that I'd take 20 to the casino, but the appeal of doing that, like, and then knowing that like Cobb was kind of a jerk to me when I was talking about intelligent investments, like, oh, all right, you want to play that game? 20K on black. Like,
dude, this is a plan I can get behind.
Then I'm good to go, and like, you know, just go find a camper and just start driving wherever I want. You know, I'm never gonna see Mount Rushmore any other way. I'm never gonna go to South Dakota. There's just no chance. I have to do a road trip, like a big one. So that's
black's
what I
got
do.
A hit, baby.
Yeah, but it would start. Yes, dude. It would start at the roulette table Talking feasible logistics, 20K is not going to get it done. So, dude,
and I would love to go out for like a steak and drinks and everything and just be palming everybody hundreds. Just like, thanks for opening the door, $100 bill. Like, oh, you showed me to my table, $100 bill. Like the waiter's getting like,
boom, you get 100.
Yeah, right? Like, I just like the way you look. Oh, you're eating dinner here? Here's 100.
Cobb, you ever get $100? Cobb, you ever get $100 tip?
Outfit of the day, boom. Dude, I think I've told this story on the podcast before. The best tip I ever got was this guy. He pulled in. I'll never forget him. Okay, I'll try to keep this short. The place that I valeted, actually, people can go there. It's over in Kirkland. It's called Carillon Point, and there's four restaurants, four or five star hotel and a big marina, right? So people are there for a variety of reasons. There's events, there's whatever, there's a lot of stuff going on. This guy pulls up hot in a BMW 6 Series directly in front of the nicest restaurant on the property, a fire lane, mind you, and the place where we grab people's keys and cars all night long. We do 100 cars in a night. They all pull up in front of the restaurant. We take their keys, move their car out of the way, right? This guy pulls up in the worst possible place. He gets out of the car and in one fluid motion, he's in a full tuxedo. He opens the door, reaches into his back pocket, does not stop moving, looks me in the face with two crisp $100 bills and just goes, leave it, turns the corner and just takes off into a wedding that he was late for. I'm just sitting there holding the two 100s. I'm completely dumbstruck. I was like, do I chase after him? Like, we're not allowed to not have people's keys if there's a fire or whatever. And I was just like, yes, sir. And I just closed the door. It was locked. Oh, did I cut out? I just closed the door. It was locked. And we valeted around his car the entire night, me and this other guy. So I gave him 100. I took 100. And we just worked it all the way around this BMW for like 7 hours. And he made it to the wedding on time. So that's the best tip I ever got.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. That being said, I really like that you're just, yeah. I like that you're just rolling in to double all the money immediately. I think that's a good move. Nobody wanted to hear about your S&P 500 theories.
doing an NFT thing. I don't even know what they are. I was just thinking we could get in on one.
Dude, I like that. You know, I'm down with the crypto. For me, I think I'd probably go, you know, like try to go somewhere cool and maybe like learn more of something that I already like go free diving in the Maldives or something. Like I think I'd go exotic, boys. I think I would just be like, okay, I'm going to take some dream trip somewhere. And I'm not as altruistic as Ted. So I'd probably spend the money, you know, just on like, oh, you know what? My altruism would be like bringing a couple friends with me. So that'd be my move. But you know, the palming waiters with hundreds sounds fun too. And like you do that in Bali, that's like palming them with 5,000. Like that would be a cool move. You're just like, boom, your salary. Yeah. Boom, your salary. Boom, I like the way you look. Your salary. Boom, your salary.
Bob, you could get like 50 times the returns on altruism down in Bali. Like for dude, what Ted's doing in the States. Move. Yeah.
Sorry, sir. You guys are a little loud in this booth. No problem. Here's a couple hundreds and keep the Moet coming. All right. There we
see,
go.
Dude, Ted, that's why you need to come, man. You know how to ball, baby.
Oh, man. Let's see. There you go. There's another episode of the home episodes. We'll be back next week. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be warm this weekend. If you're listening to this in Seattle, get your shorts out. Put that hoodie on, pop the top when you're in the sun, and then, enjoy it. I can't wait. And I will have a full report of all the fish I catch next week. All right. For MCTP, for Comedy, Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.